Welcome to the New World Order. Welcome to the Novus Ordo Seclorum. Welcome to the world of eschatology. Welcome to the platform where we discuss the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution. We also discuss fallen angel technologies, fallen watcher technologies. It is important for the world to understand that we are definitely now in the midst of the unfolding of World War III. World War III. The West has unwisely decided to continue to poke at the bear, at Russia. We could be facing an EMP at some point in the very near future. We could be facing the consequences of being hit by an electromagnetic pulse weapon. We could be facing the deployment of energy weapons. Chemical warfare. Psychological warfare. And as always, we're already in the midst of spiritual warfare. Astral warfare. The topic for today, the first portion. DailyMail.co.uk reports CERN to test world's most powerful particle accelerator during April's solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. So they are seeking for spirit matter, spiritual matter. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator is set to smash protons together on the 8th of April to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Theories have suggested there are 17 different particle groups, and the European Organization for Nuclear Research, better known as CERN, confirmed the existence of one using its Large Hadron Collider in the year of 2012. The LHC. Now, the team has restarted the LHC after a two-year hibernation with hopes of unraveling more mysterious phenomena, specifically dark matter. I repeat, specifically dark matter. They are seeking for dark matter. Scientists begin preliminary tests by sending billions of protons around the LHC's ring of superconducting magnets to boost their energy and ensure the $4 billion machine was in working condition. And next month, CERN will shoot them down a 17-mile-long tunnel at nearly the speed of light to recreate the conditions that they believe was the conditions after the Big Bang. The LHC will continue the experiment until later this year, when it will then be put under a long hibernation for CERN to transform it into the next version. The high luminosity LHC, or HL-LHC. The accelerator sits 300 feet underground at the border of France and Switzerland and first went live on September 10th, 2008. The LHC works by smashing protons together to break them apart and discover the subatomic particles that exist inside of them and how they interact. I repeat, The LHC works by smashing protons together to break them apart and discover the subatomic particles that exist inside of them. The subatomic architecture that someone designed inside of them. We know who that someone is, and we declare who that someone is to you today. It is the Tetragrammaton. It is Yod-Heh-Waw-Heh. And his power exerted, who is called the Word. Hamimra, Yeshua HaMashiach. Scientists turned on the powerful machine this month, injecting it with several proton beams. CERN researchers use protons due to them being heavier particles. On March 8th, teams from around the world waited inside the underground lab for a glimpse at the beam circling inside of the ring of the LHC. The circular shape was by design as it allows for more time to accelerate the beam of particles so that higher energy can be reached. But the first attempt this month did not go as planned after the beam only made it partially around. But this month's experiments proved the beam trajectory was off as it did complete a full circle. But after tinkering with the mechanics, the team watched in wonder as the beam circled the accelerator in less than 20 minutes. At full power, trillions of protons will race around the LHC accelerator ring, which is 11,245 times a second, and travel just 7 miles per hour less than the speed of light. On April 8th, the team will send the beams through the tunnel where they will collide. The team will be on the hunt for dark matter. I said the team will be on the hunt for dark matter, which makes up around 28% of our universe. But it has never been seen or proven. Of course, you know, these guys, you're not going to be able to see everything in this finite body. The spirit world must be entered into via the spirit. Certain things have been cut off from the physical world. The total solar eclipse occurs when the moon completely blocks the face of the sun, briefly turning the outdoors dark during the daytime. This spectacle will become visible to an estimated 32 million people along a narrow path through North and Central America. I believe the last time this happened, it was in August of 2017. The purpose of LHC is to let scientists test predictions of different particle physics, including measuring the properties of the Higgs boson, otherwise known as the God particle, which was a missing piece in the jigsaw for physicists in trying to understand how the universe works. Well, guys, if you want to understand how the universe works, maybe you should consult the creator of the universe. That would be Yahweh. Scientists believe that a fraction of a second after the Big Bang that gave birth to the universe, an invisible energy field called the Higgs field formed. As particles passed through the field, they picked up mass, giving them size and shape, and allowing them to form the atoms that make up you, everything around you, and everything in the universe. This was the theory proposed in 1964. I repeat, this is the theory that was proposed. This is the theory that was proposed. This is the theory. Theory that was proposed in 1964. by former grammar school boy Professor Higgs that has now been confirmed. But the theory that they confirm using mechanisms, machines, instruments, math, and physics proves that the universe was created, which means there is a creator, there's an architect, and the universe is being held together by an invisible power called the Word. Like the book of Hebrews says, it is through the Word that the world's universes were created. It is held together by the dunamios, the dynamite power of God. But now they want to use the LHC to smash atoms together, protons together, to try to see if they can lay hold of dark matter, invisible incorporeal matter. They literally want to tap into and ascertain the spirit world using a machine, using fallen angel, fallen watcher technologies. And while the particles near instantly decayed during the LHC experiment, scientists found they left a footprint behind, revealing their existence. The LHC is typically used just once a month each year, but has been shut down over long periods for upgrades. It was last turned on or turned off in the year 2022 amid Europe's energy crisis. Yeah, an energy crisis that was created by the Biden administration. The bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline was US-led. I said the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline was US-led. Anyway, firing up the LHC is a complex process, requiring everything to work like an orchestra. Rende Stierenberg, in charge of the control room operations at CERN in Switzerland, said in 2022, "This comes with a certain sense of tension, nervousness," he explained, adding that a lot can go wrong, including obstructions in the tunnel and issues with the magnets. Not only that, you could destroy the planet as well, as Stephen Hawking posited. You could also release strangelets out into the Earth, which will go towards the Earth's core, creating disequilibrium in the magnetism of the core of the Earth. Anyway, till next time, Shalom Aleichem. I should mention also, before we close off, we are in the midst of World War III, energy warfare, spiritual warfare, astral warfare, psychological warfare, and the West could be facing an EMP strike at some point in the very near future, if it continues to threaten the existence of other world states and actors such as Russia. Anyway, we'll talk about this in further detail later on this week. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.